We're learning the laws of the 9 days. We touched upon this a little bit on Shabbos, but it's worthwhile repeating and discussing this in a little further details. It says in Mechaber, Im chal Tisha B'av Be'echem B'Shabbos, in the event that Tisha B'av would fall out on a Sunday, which is our situation this year, or Shechol B'Shabbos Hanidchal Achar Shabbos, as we know that it's possible that Tisha B'av could fall out on Shabbos, and then we end up pushing it off until that Sunday or Saturday night. So, in either situation, Ochel Basar B'Shos Yayin. On Shabbos, we know, even though it would even be Tisha B'av itself, that Shabbos, or in this year, the 8th, we're allowed to eat meat, and you're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. But not only that, but even Besuda Hamasekes, even though the Suda Hamasekes, which on a weekday has many different laws which resemble an individual who is in Avelus, however, this is not done on Shabbos. Umala al Shulchano afil kesuda shlomo beis malchuso. And the meal can be so extravagant to the point that it could even resemble the table of Shlomo HaMelech when he was reigning as king. However, it's brought down in the parentheses, Mihu sarech lahasik mibod yom. One has to be careful to finish their last meal, Sudim Afsekes, or Shal Shudas, while it's still day. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu kodem shkia, before sunset. V'nachon lehodia zeh lehamon, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us it's something worthwhile telling everyone. Shal yitu shehu kishar Shabbos. When it comes to a typical Shabbos, we have our nice Shal Shudas, which may begin hopefully a few minutes before shkia, but it extends itself well past sunset, and we end up benching and then going right into Maariv. Of course, one who would do this this upcoming Shabbos would end up be eating on the very first moments of Tisha B'Av, which is something which we're not allowed to do. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah advises us that we have to make sure that we finish our meal before Shkia. And therefore, in this particular year, Shkia Sachama is exactly 8 o'clock p.m., and therefore one has to make sure that they are completely finished before that time. The Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses this whole idea of being able to eat meat. Now, on a typical Shabbos, we may have an extravagant Shal Shudas upstairs, but meat and wine is generally not served. The question is, are we required to have a Sudim Afsekes or Shal Shudas on Erev Tisha B'Av with meat and drinking wine? So the Mishnah Berurah says, not really. But also in Noah Mimenu, you're not allowed to withhold yourself from it. Now, Afal Gav De'in Chiyav Lechol Basar B'Shabbos. Forget about the fact that it's Erev Tisha B'Av, and typically any Shabbos, even though it's a nice thing to do, it's not an absolute requirement that someone who is doesn't enjoy meat, or maybe a vegetarian for that matter, we're not going to force them and say there's an absolute obligation to have to eat meat on Shabbos. We call makom, nevelos kivon, shenimna mishum evel averahi. Says the Mishnah Berurah that let's say you really want to eat meat, but you say, you know, how can I eat meat? It's Erev Tisha B'Av. It's not right. I better not do so. So the Mishnah Berurah uses the language, it's an avera. It's wrong. Because a person on Shabbos is not able to display any signs of public fasting. And therefore, for that reason, one is allowed to eat meat. One is allowed to drink wine, which does not mean that it's necessary to have a Sudim Afsekes, your Shal Shudas, with it. However, if you decide not to, it has to be because you just are not really in the mood to have it, but not because you want to show any form of avails. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hine, after Kosav Mechaber, Kesuda Shlomo, when he uses this poetic language of Suda, of this great meal, like Shlomo Melech, Yikomakam Yeshev, B'da'avon Nefesh, Shlo Yinhag B'Simcha. Doesn't mean just because you have a lot of great food that you're supposed to conduct yourself in a light manner, but rather a person should not be B'Simcha, and a person should take this time still serious. L'chein lo yeshev besudas chaverim. He quotes that a person should not have a meal with all of your friends and consider it like any typical time. So even though on one hand you can say, well, what do you mean? Doesn't that show a lack of showing some difference? The reality is it's not, because if you're just going to eat a meal, privacy in your own home, then you're not showing any difference between that and having hundreds of people. You don't have to have that many people and still be able to observe Shabbos properly. However, it's brought down that not everyone agrees to this. If someone has every single Shabbos such a meal that they eat im chaverov with numerous people and their friends, it's something which they do every single Shabbos. So when it comes to this upcoming Shabbos, you only read the first half of the Mishnah Berurah and you say, you know what, it says I'm not supposed to do so for Shal Shudas. In that situation, that is Havilek Kavelos Parhasir. That's considered to be a public form of fasting, of mourning rather, which you're not allowed to do. And therefore, it depends, apparently according to this opinion, on the Sefer Bechor Shor, it depends on how much of a social butterfly you are. If you're a person that has constantly so many parties every single Shabbos, then you not doing this one Shabbos, it shows that there's something different which you're not allowed to show. He says that certainly there's nothing wrong with having this last meal in your own home, as well as saying Birchas HaMazon with a Zimun, which is something which is rejected, something which should not do when it comes to the Sunnah of Sekos on a weekday, because it shows that you're too much together, you're supposed to be separated, but it's not an issue in the privacy of your home. Therefore, the minhag of what we're going to be doing this upcoming Shabbos is we're going to be davening earlier mincha at 5:30, and then afterwards for those to be able to go back to their homes and to be able to have their Shal Shudas Sudim of Sekus there. So just to conclude this idea for a couple more minutes, he brings down the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igus Moshe. He says, V'chein ha-minhag le-zamer zmiros v'stishvachos k'mo shiragilin b'chol Suda Shlishus. If you have the custom to sing on Suda Shlishus, like we do upstairs, then one should be cautious not to refrain themselves from doing so this Shal Shudas. So you're not supposed to treat it any different, and therefore you should still be singing, even though you're minutes away from mourning over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash on Tishma. Varchin Birchas HaMazon Lefi Ashkia, you should daven, you should bench before, it says Lefi Ashkia, V'shosim Kosho Birchas HaMazon, and you should not only that, as long as of course it's before 8 o'clock this year, then you can even take a kos of wine and bench on this cup of wine. Mamshichin b'kedusha Shabbos below linhog shum in hagyavelos adzman motzi Shabbos. That a person should treat the rest of this time as Shabbos in a proper fashion, without showing any signs of avelos, which we're going to talk about more tomorrow. Minhag kama kehilos, and he says there's a custom in many congregations, laharech b'shiros v'tishbachos d'su'u d'gimel l'achar shkiyas achama kibachol Shabbos. That they'll actually continue singing well past shkia, which means it's now Tisha B'Av. Of course, we can't eat, we can't drink. But there's some people that even on this Saturday night are going to continue singing different songs. And he says, V'ima varchin birchas mazon l'achar shkiyas achama. Let's say you didn't bench yet, then yitul mayim achronim. There are those who even say you should wash mayim achronim, which some recommend that you should not bench after shkiyas, so that you're not going to have to get into the issue of washing, which you are supposed to refrain from on Tisha B'Av. V'yivarchu b'zimun v'alkos shahar memel ein shosin hakos. Of course, you're not going to drink the cup, but there are those who will even bench with a mezumen even after shkia. However, again, one has to follow their custom. It's recommended that one should try to bench before shkia, and again, to be most careful to finish eating before that time.